Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is good news. There is good news for us this Christmas. Oh, yes. The good news is that God has come to live amongst us and become one of us. Yes, that's what happened at the first Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about jingle bells. No, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus, the Word made flesh, and he has come to earth and become one of us. And his thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace. He's come to bless us, not to curse us. He's come to save us, not to destroy us. This is good news. I hope you've embraced this good news for yourself, that you've believed in him personally, trusted him personally. He has come, you see, to bring us back to God. At the first Christmas, God didn't send a proposal of peace by the hand of an angel or an ambassador. He came himself in the person of his son, the Lord Jesus. Listen, there's great news for us this Christmas time. If you go to that first Christmas and consider it, go and look at the place where the young child lay. There he was in a manger, in a feeding trough. That's where they laid him, a manger, a stable with animals. But he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's not just any ordinary little baby. That's the Lamb of God. Look at him. Look at that little lamb. Look at that little hand. You know what they're going to do with that hand? They're going to pierce it with nails, iron stakes. Look at those little feet. They're going to be nailed to a cross. Look at that tiny back. They're going to whip that back. They're going to tear lumps of flesh out of that back. He'll be scourged and whipped unmercifully. Look at that little side. It'll be thrust through by a Roman spear. Look at his little, beautiful, innocent face. It'll be punched and spat upon. Look at that little tiny forehead, that little tiny head. It's going to be pierced by thorns, and it's all for you, and it's all for me. Oh, see, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small. Love, so amazing, so divine, shall have. Well, what shall it have? What shall it have from you? Will it have you? Will it have your worship? Hey, this Christmas, are you going to get drunk? Is that what Christmas is all about? Or are you going to worship the one who came to save sinners? Oh, believe in him, trust in him, follow him, stand for him, become one of his. There's nothing like it. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.